In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. This is Holy Spirit Monday. The Feast of Pentecost is actually a three-day feast that we celebrate with great joy. It feels like Pascha to me. It feels very bright. We don't even fast this week because of this feast, the entire week. But the most important thing is that Pentecost is for you and me personally. I think sometimes we think too big. Pentecost is the Holy Spirit coming to each one of us. Of course, the Holy Spirit came to the apostles and they preached to all the people, and the church is big. Although around here it's kind of small, and yet it's every bit as big as everywhere else. We're small in terms of people sometimes, but the Holy Spirit abides in us as much as if there were a million people here. And the Holy Spirit abides in each one of us according to our zeal and according to our effort, according to our desire. That's what I get out of this really wonderful reading that has a lot of things in it, but there's only a couple things that kind of really jumped out at me today. One is that their angels behold their Father in heaven speaking, the Lord saying, don't you mess around with these little ones. Of course, that's not exactly how he said it, but let's just put it in colloquial terms. And he said, their angels behold the face of their Father in heaven. Every single little one, God knows, we're little ones too. And the Holy Spirit wants to abide in each one of us, personally, intimately, not just corporately. That gives me great consolation. The Holy Spirit cares about little old me, with all my sins and all my problems and all my passions. He wants to talk to me. He wants to talk to you. I think we should cultivate this intimacy. In fact, a rather provocative statement that I once heard, and I believe it completely, all of the services we have, everything is to facilitate so that we can have intimate prayer alone with God. So we go to the liturgy, we commune the holy mysteries, but if we don't also have an intimate prayer life with God alone, then we don't understand the mysteries. The mysteries are supposed to facilitate that. And all of the prayers, the canons and the akathists and the vespers and the matins, all of those things are to facilitate our mind seeking after God, getting quiet enough to hear Him, and having intimate communion with Him. And that's what this tells me, this reading, these children that people would dismiss. They don't care about the children. Not that they don't care like they would hurt them, but they don't value them like they would value adults. And yet the Lord values every one of us. So that really made a difference to me. And also, at the end, when he speaks about if two or three of you on earth should agree in any matter, whatsoever they ask for themselves, it shall come to pass for them, for my Father who is in heaven. This means that there is no cause too small for God, nor is there any cause too big. So if we need something, we ask of God. Of course, we should ask for the right things. And if we have a friend, we ask for God with him or her, and God hears us. He said he would. I was amazed. I was really very happy when Father Methodius and Father Silouan came this weekend and told us about Orthodox Africa. I was very happy that so many of my flock stayed on Sunday afternoon to listen and to be engaged. Father Silouan said he thought he ended it too early. There was a place where he was before, and he said, well, I thought I was losing them, so I didn't want to lose anybody, but it turns out that we were quite engaged. I was very happy about that. And if I could even be a little foolish, say a little proud, that my flock would act such a way. And then last night we had a very small intimate gathering that was powerful. It was powerful. And God was present every bit as much in a gathering of probably 8 people, 7 people, as he was when we were together maybe 40, maybe 50, I don't know. And if there had been 500, it would have been no different. If there had been 2, there would have been no different. I think it's really critical for us to cultivate a spiritual life. Go read John chapter 3 in the light of Pentecost. One of my favorite chapters. It's one of the chapters that I always think I should cover in catechesis. because Nicodemus, he knows about the rules. He even suspects that Christ is of God and might even be God. And yet he doesn't understand the spiritual way of living. And the Lord is telling him, you must live spiritually. That's what we must do. So Pentecost is for you and I to live spiritually. Now, what does that mean? I don't think it can really be defined per se. But to live spiritually, I think, in a way that really I can't describe, but I can kind of go around the fringes of it, is to have God present in you and to be aware of His presence at every moment. This is what Pentecost offers to us. And we're the little ones, and we're the ones who are gathered in twos and threes, and God will hear us. That's the message of Pentecost. It's a beautiful and wonderful message. But we must act upon this message. There's just way too little prayer among Orthodox Christians. If they do come to services regularly, and a vast majority do not, then that's their expression of prayer. That should be very, very little. That should be sort of like the iceberg, shall we say, right? Just the top of the iceberg that's showing above the water. Beneath the water should be our crying out to God and our begging Him for help and our giving our heart to Him and our trusting Him in Him in everything we do. If we were doing this, then I don't think we would have need for so many opiates and benzodiazepines in this world and anti-anxiety and anti-depression medicine that is just, we're awash in it. We can even find it in fish now because there's so much of it taken. We shouldn't have that kind of modern anxiety because we have the Holy Spirit. So let's try to cultivate this. It's a hard thing to do. It takes a lot of work. Lots of work. Daily work. But it's worth it. And the Lord promises here and many other places. It's very clear that the Lord cares about you individually. Now, you're obviously part of a whole. We're saved together. But the Lord wants to communicate with you. And He's going to communicate with you just a little bit different, or maybe a lot different than He communicates with me. And He certainly communicates with the saints a whole lot different because they have open hearts and can understand things about Him that we can't even imagine. But all of that's available to us because the Holy Spirit came down, abode in the hearts of the apostles and all of the disciples and all of those who came to the church, which means us too. It's all available on a very personal, intimate level. So don't make your religion to be formal. Now, you should follow rules. If you don't follow rules, you won't get anything done. So you should say, I should go to church. I should come on Saturday. I should come on Sunday. I should say my prayers. I should do the fasts. But not in a formal way. All of that is so that you can be more open to God, and He wants to pour the rain upon you. He really does. In fact, the rain is pouring. But unfortunately, we're so closed off that the rain rolls off into the gutter. So all the things that you do, all these things that appear to be formal, they are in order to open up your heart. But the most critical thing that you must do to open up your heart, besides all the external rules kinds of things, like the fasting and the coming to church and such, is you must struggle to live spiritually, and in living spiritually to acquire that mind of God, which means that you look at people as God looks at them. If you look at people as God looks at them, you don't judge them, but you love them sacrificially. If you can do that even just a little bit more each day, then certainly God will come to you more. And then you will have an intimate relationship with Him instead of some sort of formal relationship. It breaks my heart as a pastor that so many people have a formal relationship with God. There's nothing formal about our relationship with God. He is our Father. And the Holy Spirit, also being God, wants to abide in us and teach us everything. There is nothing formal about that. So you must strive to be intimate with God every day as best you can. And God will help you. To me, that's the great message of Pentecost. It's a personal message. God bless you.